Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. At least 83 people are dead and 900 others have been evacuated in a fire in a Hong Kong apartment building. The territory's chief executive, John Lee, says three people have been arrested because the building may not have been made properly.
Police arrested three men around their 50s at midnight, who are the company executives in charge of the renovation at Wang Fuk Court. They are being detained at the moment. Government immediately began to inspect the renovations across Hong Kong with bamboo scaffolding, and Development Bureau has met with industry to discuss gradually replacing bamboo scaffolding with metal.
Two Swiss tourists have been attacked by a shark on the New South Wales mid-north coast. A woman in her 20s died, and a man is in hospital with serious injuries. Professor Callum Brown from Macquarie School of Natural Sciences says there are now around three deadly shark attacks every year.
It does seem like over the last 15 years or so, there has been a bit of an uptake or an uptick in the number of fatalities. And it's certainly not due to an increase in shark numbers, but it probably is a combination of a change in the behavioural distribution because of climate change. But it's also, you know, let's remember that this is about shark-human interactions, right? So there's the human equation as well. And I suggest that there are just more people in the water more often.
Nationals Party leader, Senator Matt Canavan, is trying to get politician Barnaby Joyce to come back to the Nationals. Mr. Joyce quit the party yesterday after 30 years, but Mr. Canavan says there is still hope he could come back.
He hasn't joined another party yet, Barnaby, so I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep trying over summer to convince Barnaby to come back to the Nationals. I mean, he could be the ultimate prodigal son. Nothing really has changed. He said a few months ago that he was a free agent. He didn't formally leave the party, but he hasn't been coming to party meetings. Yesterday, if you like, he formalised that. But he hasn't signed up a contract with a new team. So, to my mind, he remains a free agent, and I'd still like to have him on our team.
The United States government says a man from Afghanistan originally, drove across the US to shoot two National Guard soldiers outside the White House. The soldiers are badly injured in hospital. FBI Director Kash Patel says investigators believe this was terrorism.
This is a coast-to-coast investigation being led right here in Washington, D.C. And this subject definitely did pick the wrong country. And we will rise together as a nation to show the world what we do here. And we are thankful that we have the Attorney General's brave leadership and President Trump's brave leadership and priorities to safeguard our communities.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.